Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary has said that Ireland needs an aviation recovery plan if it's to capture its fair share of the rebound in the sector. The company's chief executive was speaking to our business editor Will Goodbody ahead of the airline's AGM in Dublin today. He said he expects fewer people to be staycationing here next summer, with bookings already up for the busy periods.
I think through this winter, pricing will generally be lower, except during the peak periods. We're already seeing very strong demand for the October bank holiday weekend. Christmas is booking out very quickly. People want to, people who haven't seen family for 12, 18 months, they're all travelling back for Christmas. And I think next April, next summer, we will see very strong recovery, both in demand and also in pricing. But in between that, Ryanair has a range of exceptional price discounts. We're doing $9.99, $14.99 seat sales. We will drop prices so that we can recover the volumes to pre-COVID levels.
And this new target, 225 million passengers by 2026, it seems incredibly ambitious considering where we're coming from. What is that optimism based on?
I mean, it's based on the fact that we have orders for 210 new aircraft. We see very strong recovery of demand in Spain, in Portugal, in Italy, in Scandinavia. A number of airlines, you know, who competed with us prior to COVID, Thomas Cook, Flybe, Level, Germanwings, have all gone bust. So there's a big shortage of capacity in Europe for the next number of years. Ryanair, with our new aircraft orders, can capitalise on that. And with our low fares, we're confident we'll fill those aircraft full and create the 5,000 new jobs that Eddie Wilson announced earlier this week.
And in terms of Ireland and the situation here, I mean, when do you hope to get back to the pre-pandemic employment levels that you had?
We'll be back to the pre-pandemic employment level before Christmas. Next summer, our employment numbers will be back up at about 10% ahead of the pre-pandemic levels, but our traffic will be back at pre-pandemic levels as well. We carried 150 million passengers in the year pre-COVID. Next summer, we expect to carry about 160 million. We're back on growth, we're back on recovery, and Ryanair is leading that recovery both in aviation and tourism across Europe.
And what about the specific airports of Cork and Shannon? When will they get back to the capacity they have?
Shannon is very close to being back to capacity. Cork, as you know, is delayed because they're doing runway works. I mean, the critical issue here, I think we're close to a recovery plan with Dublin and Cork Airport. The airports need more help from the government. We need the government to make a decision. I mean, the one thing we've been critical of, Eamon Ryan and Transport, is there is not an aviation recovery plan yet, despite the fact that a plan has been sitting on his desk for 15 months. Meanwhile, Spain, Portugal, Italy are all out there with recovery plans, reducing taxes on aviation. We need to compete if Ireland is going to capture a fair share of this growth, and Ireland can capture a fair share of this growth because Ireland, or Ryanair, is Irish. We're based here in Ireland, and the first country we want to grow in is Ireland, but not if we're going to be taxed out of existence.
That was Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary speaking to Will Goodbody.